Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hard for both the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Last time on another week of N4G Radio for the week of December 8th, 2008. And in the studio this week, we have The Soul is back.
Yes, it is. You said that intro really fast.
Do you like that?
Like,
wow. Well, I'm trying to get through this under the micro machines. It's not the real thing.
I was about to say, like the micro machines guy.
Right. That was really fast.
The Soul is back.
Yes.
Also, we have the my stoned voice is back, Gambus Con.
Whoa. How's it going, everybody?
We also have The Wombat.
What's going on?
We also have Killer Wolverine.
I am here.
We got the Gambus Khan, whose evil voice apparently sounds like his sleepy voice.
I'm going to
confused,
kill
man.
You.
Yeah.
I will rule the world someday.
Gambus Khan's going to try and take over the world, but
yeah.
Stop halfway through
me,
to take
you,
a nap.
Are you? Did you just wake up? What is that?
I don't understand the purpose of this phone conversation.
All right, so this should probably be the last week of epic fondling.
Probably.
More than likely. Because from now on out, we're just going to be playing old shit.
Right, over and over again.
To finish it, because we didn't finish it. So, I don't even know where to start.
Start wherever you want to.
Who feels like sharing today?
Start with our special guest, who's now made it twice in a month, which makes me happy.
God dang it. Once again, I get put out like that. That's fine, man.
That's fine.
That's all right. Fondling. You know what? I really haven't had time to play too much.
Damn them jobs.
I know, right?
Damn them jobs.
Yeah.
You unemployed. Well, you had all the time in the world. I played the Resident Evil demo, which is good. You know, it's Resident Evil. Don't go into expecting, you know, a mind-blowingly new experience. It's Resident Evil 4. There's like plants that are like blocking off a roadway, and you like are walking toward them, and it's like that they're a wall. But you look at the plants, and they're blowing in the wind, and you're like, well, huh. They're a solid object that I can't get through, but they're blowing in the wind. How about that?
The wind is much stronger than you.
At least there's something there. It's not an invisible wall.
That's true. I suppose that is true. We'll give them credit for that. But yeah, it's good. It looks good. It looks great. But it, you know, it's Resident Evil 4. Outside of that, pretty much nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, have not.
So maybe last week was the last week of the epic fondling.
I don't know. I got a lot. I don't know.
Well, I'm probably going to be playing Prince, a friend of mine at Best Buy.
You're
going to
be playing.
Giving it to me.
Prince.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sexy
I heard
mother.
His voice. I don't like the art style, first off.
Shame on you.
I watched a video of him, like, talking to old girl, and I don't like his voice. Like, he
sounds just like Nathan Drake. Like,
yeah.
I seriously wonder if it's not the same voice actor.
Like, I'm like, that doesn't
I haven't
even
looked
really
yet.
Fit the character, but okay.
I'm sure come Monday when this show comes out, somebody will tell us whether it's the same voice actor or not. But
I'm sure somebody will go on, y'all motherfuckers are stupid.
I haven't jumped on the IMDb yet to see if it's the same voice
right,
actor.
Right, I didn't do that either, but it does sound like him, but that's... Those are the two complaints I have going into it, but yeah, so that'll probably be it. And hopefully, provided I get caught up on all these bills I have, I'm going to buy Rise of Argonauts this week.
Oh, that's this week?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Hot damn.
I see. I always forget about that game because
it's probably going to be forgettable
when it's coming out.
It's probably going to be forgettable.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Looks
either.
Like it could
no,
be
it
pretty
good.
It's Codemasters though.
It might be good.
Codemasters has made some good games,
racing games,
and Operation Flashpoint was Codemasters.
Yes, it was.
That was a good game.
That was good.
I don't like Operation Flashpoint.
Really?
I like action.
That's because you're.
Which one?
I like action in my
and a poser
in my games.
There's a lot of action in Operation Flashpoint.
I found it very boring.
You just die very easily.
You do. You die.
And there are large expanses of land.
I found it to be a poor man's Ghost Recon.
Wow.
I don't like Operation Flashpoint. I think the new one graphically looks phenomenal, but I'm totally not interested in it. I don't like that much realism in a game. If I want to do that, I'd go be in the army or something.
To go be all that you can.
Because if you get shot once in the game, you're dead. I'm like, wow, this ain't no fun. Yeah. I want to be shot 35 times. I want to feel like I'm Superman.
I want to have regenerating shields.
Damn straight.
Go behind that, or lean against the building like you couldn't get away and your wounds healed. It's like,
I'm good.
All right, okay. Let's do this. All right, but yeah, that's all I got. All
right, that's so it. I guess we'll just keep going in order. We'll move on to the con.
Pretty much the same thing that I've been playing the past few weeks. I've been playing Chrono Trigger. Just got past the part in the game where you're in the future. And
is it in the future? Is there another remake?
Yes. Yes, there is. But, yeah, I completed the part where you race against that dude, that guy with wheels for legs.
The guy from Hellboy 2?
Yeah. Yeah. But he's like, he evolved. He now has his lower half body's like a motorcycle.
I call him the Troll Barrel.
Yeah. That's what he was.
Troll Barrel.
So that was pretty sweet. What do you think? What else? I also played a little bit more Super Street Fighter 2 HD.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, I am.
You're going to talk about that?
I am.
You going to give it a little bit of something-something?
I'm going to give it a little bit of something-something.
Okay.
A little bit of the awesome sauce. You know, I'm going to give it.
Okay. Yes. I love it. I love it. It's a fantastic game. Let me think. What else? Left 4 Dead. Played that. Pretty sweet. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Yes. What are you going to play this week?
Oh, yeah. There was another game I briefly played this week.
You're ruining my flow.
Armored Core 4. Not 4 Answer, but 4.
Wow.
You see, I bought 4 Answer for $20.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, man, I never even played 4.
Trust me, you don't need to. It's the same game.
So I started playing 4.
Honestly, I didn't even know they still was making Armored Core.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I only bought it because it was $20, and I haven't even put it in my system yet.
The only reason they make it still is because of people like Zero Tolerance.
Pretty much. We buy them, we don't play them.
Fair enough.
But the thing is, I mean, if you're looking for a mech game where you're, like, controlling a giant robot, I think it's probably the best mech game you can buy.
I like Gundam games.
You like Gundam games,
because you're
huh?
weird.
I'm one of the.
You have no taste.
I'm one of the few people in this room who really liked Chrome Hounds. So,
I liked the demo, but then when I played the full version, I was like, this, no, thank you.
See, the Chrome Hounds just made me feel like a retard. I can't help it. Like I'm sitting there looking at all the different parts and shit you can put on. I'm like, what?
But that's what Armored Core, at least that's what it was back on PlayStation.
It you still is, but see, I, you can skip that in Armored Core and just play with default mechs. You can't do that in Chrome Hounds. You have to build that sumbitch.
I remember back in the day when the original Armored Core came out, I remember reading about the individual who did the mechanical designs for Armored Core was Shoji Kawamori. And that's the guy who did the mechs for Macross, and he also did some of the Gundam works as well. Mm. So
you know, only Japanophiles memorize the name of robot creators.
Oh, dude,
Japanophiles—is that what they're called?
that's an odd name. Yeah, but yeah, that was this week's fondling. This upcoming week. I would really like to play, I'd really like to beat Gears of War, but here's the thing. I'm at the final boss.
Wait.
I've been at the final boss for like 3 weeks now.
You were at the final boss when I was here the week before last.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Man. All right.
But here's the thing. Every time I'm like, okay, I'm going to beat it, I'm like, but do I really want to keep playing this, like trying to kill this same guy over and over again for another 45 minutes?
Your old school gene is gone. You don't have determination. Just think of how rewarding that achievement will be when you beat it. And you can say, I killed Ram.
Actually, there'll be two achievements.
Unless it glitches and then you don't get the achievement.
Yeah.
If it glitches out.
Oh, that would make me mad. But, yeah, maybe this week will be the week that General Ram goes down.
But, wait, where's the Gambus Con retraction? But maybe not.
But, perhaps not.
All right, so we'll move on to the Wombat.
All right, so apparently, so we can get this out of the way. Apparently, Nolan North is who voiced Nathan Drake in Uncharted Drake's Fortune. I do not see Prince of Persia on his list, so apparently is not the same guy. He did, however, do voices for Metal Gear Solid 4, Dark Sector, Destroy All Humans, Big Willy Unleashed, Lost Odyssey, Assassin's Creed, Unreal Tournament 3.
There was actually voice actors in Unreal Tournament 3. Yeah. I just thought it was one guy going, yeah, Frank!
As well as Halo 3 and the Spider-Man 3 video game. So there you go. So I don't know who did Prince Persia, but it wasn't the guy from Drake's Fortune.
There you
go. Maybe the guy who did Prince of Persia, maybe he was channeling Nathan Drake.
Maybe he was.
Yeah.
So I played this week more Fallout 3, which I won't, because it drives zero nuts. I won't go into too much more detail.
People listen to the show don't even need to play it now. They know the whole game. Like, but, what's up?
I played some more of the main quest and some more side quests. And
did you get to the black and white part yet?
Yeah.
That was nice.
That part's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I found some really cool armor. So, but anyways. I know. I know it's driving Ken nuts. So
wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
So, other than Fallout. The only, oddly enough, other game that I played this week, well, that's not true. Also played NCAA March Madness 09. NCAA Basketball 2009. It's not March Madness anymore. It's pretty good. It's the only college basketball game in town this year. So if you like college basketball, you really don't have any other option. The Dynasty mode's cool. It's basically the exact same Dynasty mode as last year. They actually took the engine from NBA Live and used it for the college basketball game this year. So it plays a little better, but there's a lot of issues with passing lanes and stuff like that. They added a bunch of stuff. They took some stuff away. My full review's on ztgamedomain.com.
Indeed it is.
Plug.
Butt plug.
So, but it's not a bad game. It's not a great game. It's a little better than last year's March Madness. In my opinion, it's not quite as good as the College Hoops series was.
I was gonna say not anymore.
But it's a pretty decent basketball game. It's got its pluses. It's got its minuses.
You can read those in his review.
There you go.
At the top of the page.
Right at the top of the page. And last but not least, I played Prince of Persia this week.
Pop.
And I think it's phenomenal. I think it's awesome.
Really?
I
was wondering about it.
I love the art style, number one. I think it looks, like, in motion, it looks fantastic.
There's great animations in that game.
Yeah.
Can you die?
Nope.
No.
Can't die. You know, we had this debate at the game store the other day when I was in there, and the guy was like, if it's too easy, I don't want to play it anymore. What the fuck is wrong with just having fun?
Well, no, here's...
Why does it matter if you die?
Here's my question. What game exists now, like popular game exists now, where there's an actual punishment for dying other than...
You're absolutely right.
Other than reload your last save or start at the last checkpoint.
You're absolutely right. But that game, Prince of Persia, which I haven't played yet,
right.
Is taking it totally away. You fall, she saves you, you're like, okay, well, obviously that's not the right way, so let's try this way. You fall, okay, well, that's not the right way, let me try this again. Like, at least with the other ones, you had the dagger, which kept you from dying too, but it was a limit to it. You would run out of how many times you could.
And then when you ran out of the dagger, what'd you just do?
You died and had to go back and start a little further away.
Well, that's fun for you?
That's what you do in Prince of Persia.
But then you are a sick, sadistic son of a bitch.
Actually,
that's what you do in the newest one, actually, because it puts you back on the last stable platform that you are on. So if you've been swinging across poles or jumping on stuff and you miss one, you go all the way back to the last stable platform you were on.
Okay. Well, then, I thought it was just kind of like instantaneous. You go back to right where you were,
try
it again kind of thing.
No. But it does show you a little like cutscene of his hand sticking out and her grabbing your hand and pulling you back up. Mm. They don't want to make the cutscene too long because we saw what happened in 2
We don't need no 30-second Valkyrie here.
Yeah, that That was a little much.
But, see, I was a little concerned about that, too. But it's definitely...
It makes me braver to do stupid shit.
Right.
Because there's no punishment for it. And I'm like, hey, I bet I can make that jump. And I try it. I'm like, nope, couldn't make that jump. And you know what? I keep doing it. I'm like, I can tell you, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
But the art style is great. I love the combat. It takes some getting used to. It's all one-on-one. And it takes a little while to get used to the range of your sword attack.
It's all rhythm-based.
Yeah, and it's all based on, you know, attack combo. You can mix it up a bit because instead of just a sword, you can do aerial attacks with A, or you can do a grapple with your gauntlet with B. So you can come into a guy, hit him a couple times with your sword, grab him with B, throw him up in the air, jump up and hit him, and then hit X, and he'll do a sword strike and knock him down to the ground.
Hmm. Or you can add Alika to your combos as well.
Right. You can use magic in the middle of it. Where you can, like, kind of throw her at the guy and some other crazy
like tossing
stuff.
Her around. Like,
awesome. Get him.
But,
sick him, girl.
And then the defense is all either you can just hold the right trigger to block, or if you hit right trigger right when they're attacking you, you'll deflect their attack, and then you can go after it. But you can only be hit a couple times before you die, and she has to save you.
So what happens in the combat when you die?
When she saves you, the enemy gets health back.
Right.
So there is a punishment for dying in combat.
Right. And then the platforming is amazing. It's Prince of Persia.
It is Prince of Persia.
I loved the first three games mostly because of the platforming, and it's basically the first three games with some added cool stuff like running on the ceiling and some other really neat little things. You get the more seeds you collect, you get these extra powers that you can use to move around to get to places you couldn't get to before. It really, as far as the structure of the world goes, it reminds me of the Soul Reaver games, because you've got kind of an overworld, but each, like, you go to a certain section of the overworld to
cleanse
the fertile grounds, and you have to go a certain way to get to the fertile grounds that you need.
You will go through, like, levels you can't access to get to other levels.
And you'll go through places you've already been to get to other places. So it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of like the Soul Reaver games where you kind of had to backtrack a little bit.
I heard it was comparable to Okami.
Yeah, it's comparable to Okami as well.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't bore you to death in the first half hour.
Man! Do not diss Okami, dude.
That's the game
with the paintbrush thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was pretty boring.
Dude!
I'm sorry. That was pretty boring.
I liked Okami, too, so I'm in the same boat as you.
Dude, if you get past the first 25 minutes...
Yeah, the first 25 minutes...
Then it basically becomes Zelda, but maybe even better than Zelda.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. Zero made a good point earlier, before the show.
About how
there's really, the story is only there as deep as you want it to be, because you never get stuck into conversations, you know what I mean? A couple times you do, if they're absolutely necessary to move the plot forward. Any other time, you have to hold the left trigger to talk to Alika, however you pronounce her name.
I don't know how to say
that. So every now and then you'll see a little thing pop up in the bottom right or left corner, and it'll say L trigger and have her picture. And if you hit the L trigger, he'll turn around and start talking to her. And then you keep hitting the L trigger, and she'll keep telling you stuff. When she runs out of stuff to say, you hit the L trigger, and he'll just, like, throw off a one-liner about something, and they'll keep going. So it cracks. Some of them crack me up, especially when you run out of things to say, and you hit the L trigger, and he just starts going... Do-do-do-do-do. Like, humming to himself.
Well, I still like it every time I hit it. He's always like, hey, maybe we should get some more of them light seed things.
Right. Or, why am I following you again? So, I do like the character that the prince has. He's very sarcastic. They have a very kind of like give-and-take relationship, sarcastic relationship.
Did you play the game with her yet? There's a section in the game where you start talking to her, and the prince is like, do you want to play a game? And she's like, I don't have time for games. We're trying to save the world. He's like, come on, play this game with me. She's like, what's the rules? He's like, I'll say I see something in the environment, and you got to guess what it is. And literally, this game went on for like 5 minutes.
Wow.
He just kept doing it. He's like, okay, S. She's like, sky. And then she's like, all right, I'll do it. And she started to say something. It was hilarious just going back and forth.
Right.
But it went on for like 5 minutes. And you didn't have to do it. I mean, it's just there if you want to do it.
I think that's part of the reason why not only does his voice sound like Nathan Drake, but he's got that same kind of his character's very similar. Where it's kind of the sarcastic, tough guy. You didn't, really?
No.
Man.
You are weird. You like Gundam games and you didn't like Nathan Drake.
No, I
think they got places for you.
Wow.
Like Holmes.
Damn.
Wow. Disgruntled gamers.
But not Home, because that's not out yet.
No, not Home. It's never
coming. Actually,
out.
I was going to say Home. PlayStation Home.
Yeah. But,
that's a place for disgruntled gamers.
Overall, I'm going to move on past that. Overall, it's very, very good, and I was a little concerned about whether it would live up to the old Prince of Persia, but it definitely does. It's very, very good.
I'm very happy with it.
So my future fondling this week is more Prince of Persia, more Fallout, and hopefully maybe I'll try and actually get into Dead Space again.
It's about freaking time.
No doubt.
Great game. All right, so we move on to Killer Wolverine.
Right. Not much this week. I
no
did play Left 4 Dead with what's his name?
Ooh.
Carnage and Zero's wife a couple times. So
awesome.
For like 5 hours.
It was fun. I played a little bit of Gears with Maze, and we were supposed to play Left 4 Dead, but his connection sucked when we played online, so I do apologize for him for not jumping on, trying a different time, maybe, because it's something to do with his DSL. And then I just dived into Saints Row for a couple hours and messed around there. Nothing really.
You like Saints Row?
It's Saints Row.
Did you play Grand Theft Auto 4?
Yep, you should know that. He did play online.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah, and you kept killing... Yeah, never mind. Anyway, I asked because in Saints Row, it makes you do those little side mission things before you can, like, proceed with the story, and I didn't appreciate that after playing Grand Theft Auto 4 when you could just, you know, pick a story mission and roll with it, and I was just curious
what
somebody
else
Well,
half the time you play Grand Theft Auto, you do side missions anyways because you don't care about the story.
It's different
with 4, but I found myself doing more of the side missions and just messing around. So it's like that. Saints Row is you just mess around. I did one mission of the story, the very first one when I had to do it.
Right.
Other than that, I was trying to do the Hitman missions. I have down to one left, and I can't find him. He's underground. So
I never find him because they just show you a picture and like give you a location, and I never ran into the.
Well, they give you the district where he's at.
Oh.
And you
a little
just
bit more in this one.
Look around, and when you've close to him, they have a little target icon on your map, and you go to him, break his neck, shoot him in the face, whatever you want to do.
In the first one, they just gave you a picture and said, go find him.
Go find this guy.
Great.
I'll be sure and scour everybody's face as I'm driving down the road.
Hold on, sir. You're not the guy I'm looking for. Go ahead.
Well, they did it with...
These aren't the droids.
The last guy I'm on, they pretty much did that. I don't know. He's in the underground caverns. And I'm pretty sure there's no place on the map that says Underground Caverns.
The Underground Caverns is where the monster truck Indian dude is.
Yeah.
He has like a club down there or something. No. Like a bunch of people.
You can find me in the club.
I guess you would have to do a story to know him. I've never seen him. So I was just messing around with that. Just driving around, running over people, breaking necks.
Breaking necks. Hey, what's up?
I don't see myself playing that for the story because I don't care about that story. So, I don't know. I just wanted to go around killing people.
Excellent.
So, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Not much, like I said. So, I finally got Mirror's Edge, so I'll play that maybe coming up. And then I got to play a little bit more Monopoly to review that and seen it to review that. So, that should do it. For next week.
Yeah, speaking of reviews.
I got your message. I got you.
I had a very good week fondling. I beat Gears of War finally. Two, not the first one. literally, like, towards the end of the game, I'm like, when does this fucking end?
Oh.
It was like, there was a point in the game when you're playing it where it feels like it's the end of the game. It really feels like it's the end of the game. You do this whole big thing, there's this whole big epic chase sequence, and I'm like, all right, that's got to be it. This is it. Here come the ending. Nope. You go back, he's like, we need to do one more thing. I'm like, what the fuck? I got to do something else? Which, at first, I hated it because it was the typical, like, we're going to stop and pop shoot again. I'm like, I was really kind of tired of this because that last, like, part where I thought was the end was just so epic and it was cool. But then you get to do the thing everybody was talking about before the game came out, and you get to ride the big guy. You know, and that part was cool as hell. The final boss.
Ride the big guy.
Brumac.
Yeah, the Brumac.
Oh.
The final boss, if you want to call it a boss. Yeah.
One of those.
Really, no effort at all.
Kind of like the final boss from Mirror's Edge.
There was a boss?
Oh, dude.
I thought you just jumped.
I did. Yeah. That's all I did.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this is it. We're about to go to... Oh, okay.
You're like, let's get in a fight. Here
Fair
we
enough.
Go. No, just jump.
All you got
Fair
is jump.
Enough.
Jump, motherfucker. No, but the final boss in Gears of War, it was cool the way it was done, but it could have been a cutscene. And it probably would have worked just as well. Of course, then it would have had Army of Two syndrome.
Yeah.
Where the final boss, you don't actually fight. You just see yourself beat him in a cutscene, which is so much fun.
I thought going through with the Brumac and you had to fight the corpse, or that would have been a better fight instead of just pushing him against the wall and moving on.
Corpse.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid. Like, it was just like 2 seconds, you just... That was it.
Which one is the corpse? Is it the spider thing? Is it
the big motherfucking spider thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes out, and you just like press a button, and he pushes him up against the wall, and I'm like...
Nice.
Well, okay.
I thought you beat him in the first one. You shot it off a cliff.
The first one, I thought you fought it down in the magma pit. With the machine gun, dude.
Yeah, he did.
You fought him back.
Fought him back.
And then you shot or opened the bridge up or whatever.
Yeah, right. There was like a whole fight there. And this one, you just like literally you press a button. You know, take that, bitch.
You beat it.
No, I know. I don't. It's been a while. I thought that was the one that like you just had to push it back and over into wherever it was. Over the edge of something. I don't know. Shut up. Go ahead.
What was really cool about the ending of Gears of War 2 is just how epic it really was. Like, visually. Like, the last part of that level was just incredible. But seriously, I thought there was an end to the game, like, an hour before I beat it. And I was like, all right. Because the chase sequence, after you fight the dude that you think is the last boss, that chase sequence pissed me off to no end. Because it's like Panzer Dragoon.
Oh, nice.
And it was so hard, and it just frustrated me.
Your mom's kind of like Panzer Dragoon.
She is. She can shoot in four directions.
I ain't even going to touch that. Okay.
I played some more Call of Duty World at War, and you have no idea what you're missing. So, tough shit for you.
Hey, man. World War II. I don't even know.
I want to play it.
It is freaking awesome. That last level was freaking awesome, and I unlocked the zombie mode, which is awesome.
You have to unlock it?
You got to beat the game to unlock it.
Yeah.
I love World at War. It is just still, in my opinion, best Call of Duty game ever made.
Mm.
I mean, it was incredible. From beginning to end, it was incredible. I picked up Resistance 2 again.
Again?
Yeah, because I've been playing it sporadically.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm single player. It doesn't draw me back in. It doesn't make me want to play the game.
Really?
I'm just not that interested. I mean, I even got to the part where you fight the chameleon things, the invisible guys. And like it made me jump the first time, and then after that it was like, okay, when he pops out, it's a shotgun blast, he's dead. I don't know. Maybe I haven't played any online multiplayer or co-op, so I can't say anything about that yet.
The multiplayer is ridiculous. I like the single player. I think it's pretty good. I do, though. I mean, I haven't given it the time it deserves just because of Fallout. So.
That was the thing, is I was like, all right, I need to get into another game, so let's try Resistance. I played it for like an hour, and I'm like, you know, I'm just bored shit. It's the same thing that happened with the first one. I got bored with the single player. I just do. as much epic things that are going on, there's just something missing from it that I don't get, and I don't understand why I don't get into it. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it because it's got so much cool stuff going on in the single player. The pacing just kind of bores me. I don't know. I'm going to keep trying to get through it, but so far I'm just like, eh.
You definitely need to...
I'm excited to play the multiplayer and the co-op. I mean, those are my big things, but the single player, I'm trying to get through it, and it's just, I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Mm. I also played Super Street Fighter II Turbo HD finally. Yeah, the timing's off from what it used to be. And it's kind of frustrating.
Really?
And number two, fuck the computer. The computer is a cheating whore. The computer plays like you, where it throws every time you... But see, here's the thing. The computer can magically throw you in the middle of one of your moves, which just amazes me.
I didn't
me.
Have any trouble with the beta.
Did you play against the computer? I thought the beta was only online.
No, I wasn't talking about the computer. I was talking about the timing, as far as the timing goes.
The timing on some of the moves is a little bit off from what it was. Or maybe it's off from the new Street Fighters that I'm used to.
Gotcha.
The timing I can get used to. That's fine. I had to learn it in Mortal Kombat, you know.
The timing is different than Street Fighter 3 or
Alpha. Yeah,
but it's pretty close to the same. They tweaked some of the balancing and stuff for the animations and everything.
And that's fine. I can get away with that. I can deal with that because it's just timing. It's like anything else. You have to memorize it. You have to learn it. You have to figure out how to play it. But the computer cheats like a motherfucker.
The thing is, I remember the computer cheating back then.
Yeah, but back in the day. We're not back then now. You want to sit here and justify the fact that this game has been remade? Remake the AI to be fair. Because seriously... This is Mortal Kombat AI, where it's pulling moves that are not possible in the game. You cannot throw in the middle of a kick animation. You can't. And you certainly can't throw when I'm still in the fucking air.
Well, maybe some people want the,
Well, then go play the original, then. Don't fucking play the remake. Well, the remake's supposed to be tweaked, tuned.
Okay, if you want, your non-kicking, throwing air, whatever, play Street Fighter 4. There you go.
That's I'm going to play Street Fighter 4.
Throwing in the air, go play the original yourself.
Yeah, that's what...
By golly.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't the original. And there are two versions in the game. When you play the game, you get to choose Classic or HD Remix. Right. HD Remix should be a remix. Not just a visual overhaul. Right. They went into all this stuff. We tweaked the moves. Right. We tweaked the balance. We tweaked this. Yeah. Fix the fucking AI and fix the cheap bullshit. Seriously, I love the game, don't get me wrong, and I think playing against one other person, playing against a human, is much more fair because it doesn't cheat. But when I'm sitting here playing, trying to learn the moves in the computer mode and all that stuff and try to learn the timing, if the computer cheats, it's no fucking fun. I played it on easy. I got beat against almost every single character down the line past the third guy. It's that cheap. And it's bullshit.
I haven't played it yet. So
yeah, the only character that I've actually really beat the game with was Chun-Li. Chun-Li is extremely powerful.
I read that. They said they made her more powerful.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when the computer cheats. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I hate Mortal Kombat for that. I will criticize the shit out of Mortal Kombat for that.
Yeah.
It pisses me off to no end. And in a day where we have fighting games that take skill to win, the computer cheating does not take my quarters when I own the game. So, that's my beef with it. Everything else, I think it looks good. I think it plays good. I think the online is smooth as butter. I can't wait to play more of it. I'm very happy with it. It's still worth $15, but if you're going to include a cheap-ass single player, don't include it at all. That's just me. Because it's not fun. I had to go through it to get the achievements and stuff. It's just not fun to me.
Yeah.
So. I haven't bought it yet. That's my next... purchase.
You being a fighting game fanatic like I am, the first time you get thrown in midair in a Street Fighter 2 game, you'll understand where I'm coming from, because it's just annoying.
I'm not a fighter fan as big as you are, and I picked it up once, and I know your pain. I didn't pick it up again.
I mean, it is annoying. I mean, I only sat through the rest of it because I wanted that achievement. I wanted to beat the arcade mode and get my achievement.
So you're a bigger achievement whore than I am, because I don't give a fuck. I don't.
And
we talked about this last week, and what do they do to remake it? make it look beautiful. That's it. It's nothing special.
Well, he just said the timing felt different.
Yeah, well.
The timing was in a negative way. They didn't make it. They made it look better. That's all they did.
He doesn't count frames, so he doesn't know like a dragon punches off time by like 2 or 3 milliseconds, you know. But that kind of stuff is just me noticing it. Right. You go into it as a casual fighting game fan, you're not going to notice that.
It's true.
You're going to be like a dragon punch is still forward down to corner, then the punch button. Which, by the way, I bought a new Red controller. D-pad is the bomb.
Really?
It's a lot better than the original.
Are you serious?
More responsive.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to buy a Red controller now.
I got to buy another controller anyway.
Street Fighter 4 comes out. But, you count frames?
Yeah. You don't count frames in fighting games?
Hell no.
Because
I'm too busy trying to survive the fight, especially in Street Fighter. No. I ain't that good.
Each attack animation
has
a
so many frames
that it hits in and, yeah.
That's why I was getting pissed off playing Killer Wolverine on Xbox Live. We were playing Mortal Kombat. And, this is what I don't understand about Mortal Kombat versus DC, okay? I block one of his massive attacks, right? I should have a half a second to do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
I can pull my move off. I would do it, I'd miss him. I had to learn that when I block his uppercut, I have to give it a half a second before I can execute mine. I'm thinking as soon as I block, yeah, bam, here I go. Right. And every time I did that, my fist would just breeze his nose.
Oh, my God. No wonder I get beat in these games because there's people like you that get to time
you
down
be,
for
you
got
to be dedicated
you know,
to get good at fighting games.
Because if I can beat him, that's saying something wrong because I don't beat him.
I got you.
He's a fighting game fan.
This motherfucker picks Raiden. You might as well just turn
games
off.
We played 14, wasn't it?
14.
I beat him twice.
And both times with Raiden. When he picked Raiden, I just stopped playing. I'm like, I ain't even going to play because he's going to beat my ass. Does this motherfucker teleport all over the place? Goddamn. What's that little dude from the Flintstones that teleports the motherfucker?
Gazoo?
This motherfucker's like Gazoo playing fucking Mortal Kombat, man. He picked Raiden. And at one point, I was playing Captain Marvel. He was Raiden. I just stopped playing. I was getting beat so bad, I'm like, fuck it. I got mad. I got Killer Wolverine, threw my controller down. I got mad. I'm like, fuck this game.
Well, it's because of what you were talking about.
So. But yeah, that
was the only reason why I won, and you know that.
You're good with Raiden.
No,
No, you really are. He was like, I suck at this game. We get in, he picks Raiden right off the bat. I'm like, all right, this should be a good fight. Motherfucker just whoops me. I hit him like once. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And we get back to the lobby. I'm like, I suck at this game. You sound like me. When I beat people, I'm like, I suck at this game.
I hate when people say that. Get into a game. I really suck at this game. And they
blot out
50 move combos. Like, I didn't even hit the start.
Yeah.
What happened?
But the truth of the matter is I do. I got lucky. And that's all it is. If we go back and play it again, you will kick my ass.
Hey, I'm trying to give you respect here. The fact that when you play with Raiden, you know what the fuck you're doing.
Right. He is just a humble
person.
Well,
I would hope
he is very humble about that.
I'm not that good.
I'm going to take your compliments.
All I did was try to get the combo thing, whatever that was, with Raiden.
This motherfucker, he picked Raiden, I picked Sub-Zero, and I'm good with Sub-Zero. I'm like, oh, this be a good fight. Motherfucker didn't even let me hit the ground. He beat the shit out of me. I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you and your I suck at this game bullshit. Like, I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with you no more.
That's why you gotta play.
12 other matches, and I've got my ass stomped.
That's the way.
Twice. What winning percentage is that? One?
That's why you got to play fighting games the way me and Zero used to play fighting games, and it's always random characters.
We went to
That's
all
what
random.
I did.
We went to all random.
The first time we played, I picked Raiden, he picked Sub-Zero. I did whip him, but that was luck. And then we went from random, I picked Raiden one other time, he's like, fuck it. I'm like, no, come on, fight. Fuck it.
As soon as he picked Raiden, I'm like, fuck this game. I'm like, fuck it, I ain't playing no more. As soon as he picked Raiden, it's like, man, fuck this shit. It's like when I used to pick Ermac in Mortal Kombat Deception. Yeah. You were just like, fuck this.
Fuck this.
I know what you're going to do. I know what the fuck you're
going
to do.
I know what's going on.
Just like when I play you in Street Fighter 2, I'm like, fuck this. I don't even need to press a button.
See, I played the shit out of the original Street Fighter 2. I mean the shit out of it. So I did notice differences between that and the new one. Nothing huge, but there are some differences there.
You will notice timing differences.
I'm looking forward to actually getting the full version of...
I like it,
HD.
But like I said, single player pisses me off because it still cheats. I downloaded the new Star Wars Force Unleashed Jedi Temple pack. You know, for a DLC level, this thing is awesome.
Really?
Because it's not just, we're going to give you a scenario and you're going to run through a wave of stormtroopers and that's going to be it. It actually makes you go through the Jedi trials.
Really?
Like, as what a Jedi would do. You get the opening sequence is badass because you're on a ship, and basically it's part of the story, too. Like, it goes in, like, he's going to the Jedi Temple to figure out more about his father. So, at the beginning of the level, you're on the ship, and the door opens, and you just fall. I mean, you just fall for, like, ever. And as you're falling, you see this giant battle of stormtroopers down at the bottom. And when you hit the ground, it just shockwave and just sends them all flying.
Nice.
Sweet.
And then you fight through this whole wave of stormtroopers. And I will tell you this right now. I've beat the game on normal, and I've played it on hard. So I put it on Sith Master thinking, okay, I'll get the stackable achievements, and I'll go through it and get them all.
Right. Not even close?
I died as soon as I hit the ground.
Wow.
There are so many fucking stormtroopers at the bottom that they just whopped me. Because you start this level is separate from the game, so I didn't get to carry my character over.
Oh,
so he's
gotcha.
Not upgraded at all. So you fight the stormtroopers outside, then you go up to the door, and it's two big lightsabers like blocking the door. And to unlock them, you have to move one to each side with your force power. Then you go inside, and you have to get through a little further. Then you get to the Jedi trials, and you have to like do all these jumps and stuff and move platforms and use your mind. And you have to do an irritating stick level.
Really?
Where you take this little ball and you move it on these lines with your force powers.
Wow.
Like through this thing to do that. And then when you get into the temple, you actually do the Luke Skywalker fight with, you know, how when he went into the tree with
right.
Yoda. It's the same idea. You fight yourself.
Wow.
And you get some backstory on his father and stuff. And it gives you also with the pack, you get six new skins, which one of them is Darth Maul.
Wow.
So you can play as Darth Maul now.
Sweet.
And I thought it was the six skins that they released separately, but it's not.
It's
so there's six
skins.
More
wow.
that I haven't got. And playing through his other characters, while they still play like the apprentice, they're still cool because you get to see him. One of them is C-3PO, which I really want to play as C-3PO because that would just be awesome. But no, it's really cool and I really enjoy it. I've beat it like twice now. I mean, it adds something to the game. It's really fun. I'm really happy with it. So then that's how you should do DLC, is to give you a whole new level like
right.
that, which is really cool.
How much is it?
It's $10.
$10.
You get the level, which is about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long it takes you to get through it. Then you get the six extra skins, and it gives you 220 new achievement points. So,
what the heck?
I played Prince of Persia, which we already talked a lot about. I'm really happy with Prince of Persia. I'm really excited about playing more of it. At first, I liked it, and then I got pissed off at it. And then once I figured out what I was doing with the map system and, like, pressing the Y button so she does that little thing that tells you where to go. I really like Prince Perch. I can't wait to play more of that. And I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the way it looks.
I agree. I think it's gorgeous.
I really do. And the last game I played was the game you were supposed to play, which was Destroy All Humans, Path
yeah.
of the Furon.
Which I should still... That's supposed to be coming, so I should have it hopefully this week. That and Ultimate Band. I still haven't got either one of them.
Path of the Furon.
Okay, I'm not buying it. All right, man.
Did you like the other two?
Yeah.
It's the same game. It's exactly the same game. In fact, it's so much the same game, it even has the same graphics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not buying it. Wow.
You know, we've played a lot of free world open roam games. And we've come accustomed to, you know, things not looking the best in an open world game as they do in like a Gears of War or something. But when you're watching a cutscene of a limo driving towards you and there are people appearing next to the limo as you're watching the cutscene,
yeah.
you run into a few problems.
Dude,
with
the,
that.
The Wii game was terrible with the pop-in and the textures just being
This is
ridiculous.
Not much better. I mean, if you are really a huge fan of Destroy All Humans, it's a new playground. The story's still funny. It's got the Jack Nicholson sound-alike
right.
guy doing the voice, and the script is still funny because just the humor that it has,
right.
like them not knowing what stuff means, and they deal with some mobsters at the beginning, and the little guy that talks to you, and the blue hologram guy, he's like telling you, he's like, I heard they were going to have a sit down, and they were going to send a hitman to whack you. So, Yeah, and Crypto still has some funny lines. My wife was watching me play, and she's like, is that a redneck alien? I'm like, yeah, he's kind of a redneck alien.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I played speaking of my wife, is she's hopelessly addicted to Left 4 Dead.
Ah.
So I've played that about 6 billion times.
Awesome.
Have you graduated from easy yet?
We played it on expert one night, and I said no.
But why'd you jump straight to expert?
Because I wanted an achievement to go through a one campaign on expert. Yeah, no, and then expert. I said
you need all four human people to play through it.
We play on normal usually. We play on easy if we're going for achievements, like if we're going for the get through a whole campaign without being vomited on or
and pistols. Yeah, I saw that.
We got all those. She's still trying to get the sneak past all the witches. And we almost had it yesterday, and we were playing, and one of the AI people, like, walked over, and I'm like, the witch is right over there in that room, and I'm like, turn your flashlight off, and we'll just walk past it. Well, the fucking AI guy runs over there and starts shooting shit around her, and she starts standing up. I'm like, this is over.
Yeah.
She's getting up.
Yeah. You just get four people playing online to get that achievement.
See, I got it by myself with the AI.
Really?
Like, the first time I tried to get it, and ever since then, I haven't been able to get it.
The first time I tried to get it, They spawn the witch on the
I hate it when they
subway.
Spawn. Yeah,
it's like right on the train. I have to go past her. I'm like, oh, well.
I hate it when they spawn her.
I'm making the achievement, I guess. Because
I hate it when they spawn her right in the path you have to go.
Right,
because it pisses you off. The easiest campaign to do it on, I think, is the second campaign because it's a lot outdoors. Mm. There's a lot outdoors, so there's places you can walk around her. But yeah, the not getting thrown up on by a boomer. I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to do that. Because it seems like somebody always gets thrown up
on. Just do it four-player, because what...
Yeah.
Your AI is smart, but like you said, when it comes to when you get achievements, when you get achievements, they're the dumbest people around.
Yeah, but how many times did we play with, like, three people, and the AI wasn't the one that got thrown up on, because the boomer, like, comes from the roof and shit, and he's
right. Well, right, and when you turn a corner, they could be there, but you don't forget that you can, you know, you can't forget that you can hit them back. And then you step back and shoot them, and then no one will get thrown up.
This is true, but in that game, you know how trigger happens.
Oh, I know.
Like, you walk around the corner like, zombie!
Yeah, I know, because when you...
Die, motherfucker!
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you go around the corner, and you're like, oh, shit!
Yeah, you just pull the trigger like, fuck this motherfucker!
Yeah, and so, but, I mean, you just gotta... Patience.
I try to have patience in that game.
Wait a minute.
That game is not built for patience.
Whoa. Killer Wolverine is preaching about patience? Really?
I've gotten to the point in Left 4 Dead that I can go through the first campaign in like 30 minutes. I mean, that's, I know, where it just boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's just, I've played that game so much.
So what's your favorite campaign?
I don't know.
Mine's the first mission.
I like the airport one.
No Mercy is really good because it's very diverse. There's a lot to it, you know. The only part I don't like about No Mercy is the sewers.
Yeah.
I don't like the sewers.
I don't like the sewers either.
I know where to go.
You go through that room,
shoot a couple zombies,
out.
And go up top. And then when you get up top, though, of course, they just surround you when you approach from the sewer.
This is one of the most awesome things happened yesterday. We were playing, and we were in the sewers, and somebody got vomited on. So, obviously, everybody comes running. Well, you know the part where you're climbing up out in the manhole? Megan climbed up in the manhole and blocked every zombie that was coming down through the manhole, okay? Now, you got to think, she can't see what's going on. I'm standing in front of the manhole where the ladder comes down, and she starts moving down, and literally on top of her, it looked like a zombie afro, which was about 5 feet wide.
Wow.
They were all on her head.
Wow.
She just came down with this giant zombie afro. It was like 5 feet wide. I'm just standing there like, holy fuck! I had the automatic shotgun. I was like... Just blew. I killed like 20 zombies in like two shots. I mean, it was sick seeing that thing. She's just climbing down a ladder with fucking 40 zombies on her head. I'm like, this is awesome. This is like a zombie orgy. I want to know how they all got through the manhole cover.
See, we all need to play it. Oh, you don't have it anymore, do you?
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
I never got
all the money,
place,
son.
So.
You need
I'm
to
go
buy
get
it, though.
I know.
Because it's a lot of fun. I didn't get a lot of achievements on it.
Yeah, I actually did play with her and Carnage, too.
Yeah.
We played with Carnage through one episode. So.
Oh, yeah. I promised Mr. Fidodido.
Fido Dido.
There you go. Fido Dido.
Fidodido.
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
I was watching My Name is Earl yesterday, Fidodido. And he called it a gynecologist.
So I promised him a shout-out. So there you go.
There you go.
A shout out.
You gave a shout out to Mr. Fadadadado.
Yeah, have he's a big fan of the show. Sent me Versus a yet? Private message.
I have still not played Versus yet. I need to do that.
Versus is awesome.
I really need to play Versus.
It is. I like pouncing.
Yeah. You make that noise on Xbox Live.
Yeah. You got to have a good team with Versus if you're going to win. Because if you get a bunch of random people that's like, oh, great, I'm a hunter. I'm just going to go kill somebody. They're going to die really quick.
Well,
you have to use it. You have to be smart.
You got to use strategy like vomit on them and confuse them and then
pounce
on them.
Right, and then everybody else. And then you could use the smoker to pick one off and drag it that way. And then a hunter got another one and the other one's being swamped by the other zombies. It's fun.
Well, that game is the bomb sauce.
You can only take so much before you get tired of it, though.
This is true. Like seriously, when you guys played for 5 hours the other day, I have no idea how you did that.
Well, when you're playing it, it's different. But then when you stop, like, I've had enough.
Like, that's like she'd asked me a couple times after to play it. She's like, you want to play it? I'm like, you know, I don't. But once you get into it, you're like,
right. Yeah. But then when you're done, you're like, I think I'm going to put it down for a couple weeks.
Which is nice because it's one of those games you're going to go back to for many, many, many months. And continue to play because it's just that much fun. So you need to get it.
I can't wait for the DLC, though.
Yeah, the DLC is going to add a lot. As far as what I'm going to play this week, I'm going to finish up old stuff. Not buying anything new this week.
There you go.
Looking excited. Sweet. Looking forward to playing a lot of Prince Persia. Prince Persia is awesome.
And we have to apologize because, once again, nobody played Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, I know. That was supposed to be you.
I know. Well, I actually I went to I didn't have time. It snowed up here yesterday.
Indeed it did.
So I didn't have the time or the will to drive all the way up to Dayton Mall to pick it up. So I went to Blockbuster with the intentions of either getting Prince of Persia or Valkyria Chronicles. And, of course, Blockbuster doesn't have Valkyria Chronicles.
That's amazing. Not like Prince of Persia already.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like they were out of stock. They don't have it.
They don't carry it?
Yeah, they don't even know what it is.
Wouldn't that surprise me.
At least the one where I live. So I apologize it did not happen again this week, but hopefully next week it will happen and we'll be able to discuss it. Because I really, really, really want to play it. I just haven't had a chance to buy it yet.
Yeah, me too. I really want to play it.
This is funny. I guess the only other thing I played this week is I played Spider-Man.
Yeah, I saw you played Web of Shadows.
And it locked up on me and I turned it off.
Nice.
Wow.
So.
I think mine never locked up.
Way to commit that. That's awesome.
What?
Well, I'll play Spider-Man. Fuck it.
Well, it did. I was like,
I'm done with
this. And I was fighting a mech.
The game.
I was fighting one of those fucking mechs, and I like literally like web grabbed him and then pulled him, was kicking him, and it's like, and I'm like, come on.
In that motion.
I'm like, am I getting an achievement?
In that pose, right?
Yeah. Because you know you're like, cause sometimes it like kind of freezes when you're getting an achievement.
Right.
And I'm like, am I getting an achievement? And I waited about 2 minutes, and like, ain't no motherfucking achievement coming, is there?
Well, that's like. In Fallout yesterday, I walked into this garage that you have to go into for the story mode, or for the like main quest, and I killed two mole rats, and it said level up, but my level up bar didn't change, and it didn't come up with the like thing for so I could distribute my attribute points. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I reloaded my last save, did the same thing. This time the level bar changed, but it still didn't come up with my thing to move my attributes. I walked outside. As soon as I walked outside, it brought my thing up.
That's happened to me before,
too. I'm having trouble with that, it loading a lot longer than I hadn't had that problem.
Did you install it to your hard drive yet?
No, I didn't install
it. I went ahead and installed it to my hard drive because my system's been kind of... glitching out as it relates to the disc spinning.
I'm waiting
for a malfunction. But
see, I've been waiting for that fall because it's been doing something weird.
Wait! A Bethesda game with glitches?
I know it's weird. Isn't
what?
It?
That's never happened before.
Never happened before.
I had some disappointment this week. Not only in Fallout, but I still can't play Little Big Planet.
That would piss me off.
I hardwired it, so I.
By the way, you only beat the first level. You didn't even beat the whole first like. Story mode.
I looked at
your trophies. You only have a trophy for the first level.
Supposed to get 100% on each?
No. I was looking at your trophies because I was on PS3 the other day screwing around, and I looked at your trophies for Little Big Planet. It said you had beaten the first level, you'd completed a level with somebody else, and you had a 2-time multiplier. That was it.
I did as much. How many levels are in the story? Like,
oh, there's
seven?
Like. No, there's a lot more than that.
Yeah. Well, either way, I should have unlocked. I mean, I don't understand then. What?
The gardens is only the first level.
Right,
that's not the
that.
Whole story.
Well, I know that.
There's
like 10 levels or something.
I did,
like I said, at least 7 of them unlocked.
On the gardens.
well, after the gardens and having to take an arrow down on the world. You know, it's got the little, when you're in your pod, you see the Earth.
Yeah.
Right. And then you see, you know,
did you do
circles.
Like the Savannah levels where you're in Africa or whatever?
Fuck, I don't remember.
There's a Savannah.
There's also the city level.
Right. You see the little circles in each level, and they take you down. Like,
well, there's levels in each. There's like
there's different
there's
worlds.
There's an overall level, and then each level has like 6 or 7 stages to
it. Yeah.
So how many levels do I have to beat to get online?
You shouldn't have to beat any to get online.
Yeah.
But to create, I don't know how much you have to beat.
Well, 3, but so it doesn't matter. I still can't take it online.
That's
won't
bullshit.
Give me the option.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, super pissed about
it. I'd
that.
Be taking it back.
I even hardwired it and it said the connection thing. You might have whatever.
It's I'd be exchanging it for another copy and see if you can get the other copy
Miss Clifton. Miss Clifton. Miss Clifton.
Do you want to draw a little big plan? Is that what you want to do? Because if you do, you put your damn hand down.
I don't even have it. There's a story? Really? What's the story?
It's not a story.
It's a tutorial.
There's a story, quote unquote, but it's
like
not really.
It's a bunch of fucking cardboard cutouts telling you a jank story.
Right.
It's not meant to be heart wrenching or anything. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to go, oh my god, little fat boy just lost his girlfriend and she ain't coming back. You know?
It's just kind of there as a vehicle for the cool levels.
I got you.
God damn, man. Jesus.
I'm asking because, first of all, I ain't ever going to play it. And second, I was curious. So just answer the question.
I did answer the question.
So thank you.
You can go back to your home.
Is that the kind of attitude you had when you were repossessing TVs?
Yes. That's what you got to have.
Hey,
well, I knocked on somebody's door yesterday morning. They was like, "The fuck is knocking on my door early this morning?" Like, he didn't finish the whole thing once he got it open and saw who, like, it was
right.
Me. He's like, "Who the fuck is not? Hey, how you doing?"
Once he saw that there was an enormous mountain of man in his doorway.
All right, here's a question for anybody here before we get to the news. Banjo-Kazooie came out this week. Did anybody buy it?
Nope.
I was all over, man. Banjo-Kazooie, that game is... I didn't. No, I don't care.
I'm disappointed in you. Go
did
back
you?
To your home. I had it for
free. Oh,
three.
You had free.
I had
right.
it 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So,
nope.
The greatest platformers ever made.
I did try Bomberman with the Avatar. He's not in there.
What the fuck is the Avatar's port then?
He's just in the main menu like Uno.
Well, that's a word I can't say on radio.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. My Avatar was...
Terrence can't, though,
Avatar.
However.
You
what
need,
word?
You need to stop saying them words.
Nothing.
I ain't even saying nothing. That word. Okay.
You're allowed to say the other word, but
I can say nigga all day because I am one. My Avatar is in Uno, like where your
no, he said Bomberman.
Right, I know, but he said that his in Uno is just in the main menu. Mine is actually on the card thing where your little gamer card picture was.
Yeah, but you have it as a gamer picture. I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't have it as a gamer picture, so it doesn't
you're
work.
Supposed-
no, it's not my picture. It's my actual dude. He's down there moving like. Like he's down there while I'm playing cards. That's what I'm
God,
saying.
I wish this was a video podcast and you all could have just seen that. Because that was about
what
priceless.
What is the point of your little dude going?
Absolutely nothing. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of like in Seen It when like you get a question right. He's like,
yeah, they're like,
well, with Seen It,
seriously,
everybody's. You know, they're in there on the couch. But what's implementing them in Uno or Bomberman?
I don't
unless you can blow him up in Bomberman. I don't give a fuck.
It's stupid because he's just in the main menu. Hey,
but seriously, you didn't need to do that dance.
Like, my dude is like sitting there at the card table, like.
This is why you lose at Uno because you're too busy watching your little dude down
right?
there dancing.
Seriously,
what
video podcast.
Oh, it's my turn.
I wish you all could see the different caricatures and pantomimes that are going on in this room.
I might have paid money for that. Of course, my achievement was awesome too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a pretty good.
I kind of look like Kristen Krill.
Our show, yeah.
Street Fighter movie.
Our show would be so much funnier if it was a video podcast and you could see the hilarity that goes on in the room.
They might get scared though.
That's true.
Yeah,
they might get scared. All right, so I guess we're gonna do some deer tay.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Konami, who this week reminded us that there's no point spending millions of dollars on marketing a new game when you could just put up one screenshot and let the fanboys go crazy. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier, and nothing pissed me off more than when they put up this Metal Gear teaser. Nobody was even excited that it was a new Metal Gear game. They were just complaining about it was going to be on 360 or whatever, or it was a new asset or what the fuck ever. Just be happy.
You know what? I saw the picture and I was like, oh, it could be on 360. Whatever. I don't really care.
It looked like
when
it
I see something from it, then
I saw the
excited.
Picture and the first thing I thought was, oh, it's going to be a new Acid game on the iPhone.
I could see that.
Because it's got the eye and then it's got the exclamation point.
I could see that.
Is that really the name of the Burnout DLC?
Yeah.
Really? How'd they get away with that?
Enlighten us.
What? Yeah, don't just read it.
Well,
to
I'll
yourself,
get to I'll get to it in a minute. That's way down. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm
what?
Laughing at the first news item. Destineer and developer Bongfish announced
Bongfish?
Wait, their game is called Stoked.
Wow.
It's an open world backcountry snowboarding game developed exclusively for the Xbox 360. Will be released on January 20th, 2000.
How could a developer named Bongfish not have a game Bongfish. Called Stoked?
Stoked. Honestly. Dude, I know what we're going to call it.
It's a backwater snowboarding game.
What does it even mean?
Do you
backwater?
Like, do you like snowboarding in like the swamp?
It's backcountry is like
the
up
swamp.
The mountains,
you know,
stuff.
Deliverance.
No, that's backwoods.
I think that's yeah.
Backcountry.
I was thinking you were gonna snowboard
no.
in the swamp, dude.
Backcountry is like up in the mountains.
I must be too hillbilly to be reading this news about them snowboarding games.
With a game
clearly,
like that,
you're
it's
too
like,
close to Kentucky is your problem.
It's like whenever you
you're
win
closer.
Whenever you win a race, instead of getting money, closer. You just get marijuana.
Oh, Bongfish.
All
what
right.
A terrible name for your development studio.
THQ announced, for everybody out there who loves sweaty men in their underwear, that six World Wrestling Entertainment luminaries will be featured on the cover of Legends of WrestleMania. Superstars Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Hulk Hogan. Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, along with vibrant managers Bobby Heenan and Jimmy Hart. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Who's got no tongue.
I seriously can't hear the name Andre the Giant without thinking of the... This will get any old school wrestling fans. The promo where he said, I will bring the World Wrestling Federation Championship and give it to Ted DiBiase. And people around the world said, what the fuck did he just say?
Right, he gonna do what with the white now?
Prince of Persia producer Ben Matz has admitted Team Ico's output has played a major role in conceptualizing the imminent Ubi platformer. Team Ico is definitely an inspiration for us, and both Shadow of the Colossus as well as Ico games were played. We played extensively during the development of POP. Excuse me?
Isn't it Ico?
I don't give a fuck. Team ICO consistently proves that video games can be so much more than just a form of entertainment. They can enlighten, teach, and make us feel. I welcome any and all comparisons to the incredible development talent of that studio.
They can teach.
Agreed.
What the fuck did ICO teach?
It taught you that
you had old hands.
How to take care of somebody who was completely stupid.
You know what? That is an important skill to have.
It taught you how to say, wow, this game's really cool. And then Shadow of the Colossus taught you how to say, wow, this game's even cooler than the last one.
Atari plans to revisit the likes of D&D RPGs, Baldur's Gate, and Neverwinter Nights, and Open World Driver Test Drive Unlimited, but not in the next 12 months.
Well, you better hurry up, because you're going to be out of business before then.
Did you see? No, did you see?
I'm kidding.
Did you see what Atari picked up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Atari's become like my new favorite peoples.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters and Chronicles of Riddick. Fuck the world. Microsoft announces Xbox Live Marketplace Deal of the Week, which is actually really cool. The first one is it was the Halo maps.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary, 33% off or something.
Yeah, it was like 400 points, man. I almost bought it, and then I'm like, wait, I don't play Halo 3.
I thought they were the legendary maps. I thought you already had them.
No, I don't have the...
Yeah,
you do. Which ones do I have? Which ones?
You have the legendary ones. Weren't those the ones that were free at one point? I thought.
I thought they were the new ones. That...
No, I don't think it's the new ones.
Oh, I don't know. I just remembered I don't play Halo anymore.
You know what? I might play some Halo sometime soon. I haven't played it in a while.
Kingdom Hearts 358 and 2 days. What the fuck? I don't even know how you say this shit. They're just making shit up at this point.
Yeah.
For the DS is officially coming to North America. Sackboy will join God of War series star Kratos as a downloadable golfer in Hot Shots Golf.
Yeah,
have you seen the
Kratos model?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. It's
swings with his clubs on a chain.
Hey, Jason, here you go. Remember Castle Crashers?
Yeah.
Remember the Castle Crashers patch?
Yeah.
Well, it's still coming. Behemoth said the update's release is definitely reaching the end of the process, but they still can't talk about a release date. Fuck, he could have made a new game by
now. No doubt.
It doesn't matter at this point.
No, it really doesn't.
I thought Castle Crashers is a good game. Have I played it in recent memory? No. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the patch before I started to play the game.
Don't lie. You weren't going to play it again.
The ESRB has recently rated Medal of Honor and Rayman 2 Revolution for release on the PS3 and PSP, a good sign that both are coming to the PlayStation Store. Game Informer's web
But you notice this. It's a PS2 game. No
one both
that.
PS2.
No.
Oh,
no.
Medal of
no,
Honor could be a PSP.
Rayman is a PS2 game.
Yeah.
So if it's true, then PS2 games might start showing up.
And they should have been doing this from the beginning.
Yeah.
Game Informer's web tease on Uncharted 2 Among Thieves notes that the sequel revolves around the 13th century explorer Marco Polo and his voyages. Uncharted 2 separates itself gameplay-wise with a new free-climbing mechanic and stealth gameplay. Boo!
Yeah, brother. Yeah. Did y'all watch that video?
Yeah.
Did anyone else notice that the knife he picked up was the knife from the
shadow?
Yeah. He stole the knife from the shadow!
It's a Furba.
Yeah.
It's a religious... I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Phruba or something.
All right. Burnout Paradise is getting its first DLC that you have to pay for in the form of Big Shit Island.
You lying.
I don't necessarily think that that's
you lying.
What it's called.
That's why I asked if that was really what it was called. Is it called Big Shit Island?
I don't, dude.
There is no way it's called Big Shit Island.
I'm pretty sure I copied and pasted that. I guess I'm wrong.
Big Shit Island.
I think
Island.
This guy, he got pissed off when he was typing. It was like Big Shit Island. And then didn't go back to look at it.
So anyways, back to real quick, since we didn't really talk about it. You don't like what
I don't like
2
stealth.
Sounds like?
I don't like stealth. I'm so tired of games throwing in stealth for the sake of stealth.
Yeah,
I don't mind games that are based around stealth, like Splinter Cell and Metal Gear and stuff like that.
I think that's stealth could work in Uncharted.
You know what I'm tired of? Games that start off with realistic premises and then go off into sci-fi stuff towards the end. Like the first Uncharted.
I didn't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is Uncharted. You know why I loved it? Crazy action sequences, crazy action, and fun popcorn movie. I never have seen a Bad Boys movie where the motherfuckers are sneaking around.
I'm looking forward to the stealth parts.
That's a summer popcorn
Martin
movie.
And Will Smith?
Yeah.
They were stealthy in that movie.
When?
When the
shit got real?
The shit just got real.
Shh. Hey, be quiet, man. If some motherfuckers over there, I'm going to shoot in the head.
Oh, that's funny.
This shit just got quiet. Anyway.
I think you're jaded.
You know, I'm hoping
I think the stealth is going to add something to the game.
I'm hoping stealth won't be incorporated throughout the whole game. Maybe just certain levels.
I don't like stealth. And every time there's a stealth level, I get pissed off.
No, there was
stop and pop elements.
There was some sneaking up on guys and stuff, too.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It wasn't like a huge part of the game, but...
I don't like it when it... I don't like when it
makes me do it. I think as long as it's incorporated well into the story, the stealth elements will help the game.
Right, there might be
repetitive.
A reason that you have to be stealthy.
I didn't do that in the James Bond game. Like when it said sneak up on motherfuckers, I'm like, I took my silencer off.
I want to make as much noise as possible.
When
I'm going to come down here screaming at them.
All right, hoping to resolve debt issues, stodgy old-timer Sumner Redstone, has sold his controlling interest in Midway Games for approximately $100,000.
That's it?
What?
Yeah.
Controlling it?
Well, you know
There's
Midway's...
more later.
Yeah, Midway's in some trouble. Yeah.
They got about
Midway's
2 months left of
two
being
months.
A company.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat ain't even going to save them. No. SCEE's James Armstrong has said that the company expects Gran Turismo 5 to be out by next Christmas.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My ass.
Good luck with that. I hope it is.
The next Lego game is rumored to be Harry Potter. Who didn't see that coming?
Harry Potter! Eat your soup, Harry Potter! It'll get cold!
What the fuck just happened?
You have some serious fucking issues.
It was like a mixture between Harry Potter and Reggie White's mom from the Campbell's Chunky Soup commercial.
Reggie? Only you can put a smile on my
soup?
Face. Even if my puppy died, you could put a smile on my face.
All right. Street Fighter Sackboy costumes may be on the way.
I thought that was confirmed, actually.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Because I thought I saw
Street Fighter Zack boys would be awesome.
I thought I saw pictures of Zangief, Ryu, and Chun-Li.
I don't know. You know more than I do.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Rockstar Games announced today Rockstar Social Club online multiplayer weekend for December 12th through the 14th. Play Grand Theft Auto 4 and Midnight Club Los Angeles with Rockstar Angeles developers and members of the publishing team for prizes all weekend long.
Sweet.
Head over to ZT Game Domain to see all the details on December's Guitar Hero World Tour DLC, which included Nirvana. There were three songs from Nirvana. What the hell were the other ones? I only remember Nirvana. Which the Nirvana songs kind of cracked me up because one of them was Negative Creep, and that song literally has one string. Sounded like it'd be real fun. Atari has announced its plans to publish a retail game pack collectively called Q3, or Cubed, that will feature all of Tetsuya Mitsuguchi's Xbox Live arcade titles for the 360, including Res HD, Lumines Live, and E4. Lumines, man. Yeah.
I love Lumines. Oots, 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 oots.
You're terrible at that. You are terrible.
Dude, I'm sick. I'm sick, man.
It doesn't change that you're calling it oots, oots. What's wrong with you?
I'm sick, man.
Where's your techno? Lionhead's confirmed the imminent arrival of a large patch for Fable 2, saying the update is now in testing. Here's what it will fix. Beware, there may be some spoilers. Should I read these?
Da, da, da.
You don't have to. It's just on its way. It's
going to fix some stuff. Let's not read them specifically, just in case.
Okay. In case you didn't know, the 7th episode of Core was free.
What?
So if you were questioning... What are you laughing at?
God,
something
one of
later?
The things it's fixing, the patch, your child will no longer be chosen as an assassination target. I didn't even know that could happen.
Well, that's probably a spoiler right there.
There you go.
That's messed up. All right, go ahead.
That is pretty messed up.
Did anybody download the free episode of Core?
Yeah, I did.
Does it suck?
It's like PlayStation Underground.
I heard it was terrible because like they would do an interview with the game and then they would just kind of cut it off.
Yeah.
They were interviewing the game itself?
Yeah, they were asking it how it felt to be inside of a 360. A PS3.
It was
like, so how do you feel? And they just hold the microphone up to a case and nothing happens.
It was the only thing I was looking at was Veronica Belmont. I was like, whoa, she's pretty hot.
You know, maybe this is a gaming podcast. Maybe you should, you know, think with your other head.
Oh, snap.
You're trying to talk about stuff?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I saw the Bionic Commando, some video footage of Bionic Commando.
I heard they, like, were doing the interview, and then all of a sudden they just went, stop talking.
They're like, yeah, we don't really care about this anymore.
Kind of like a preview, like, if you want to read more.
Exactly. The interview's really, really short. Like, a minute.
All right.
And I can't even imagine paying for that.
DC Universe will launch in late 2009 or early 2010. Microsoft has confirmed that the new batch of Jasper Xbox 360 arcade boxes will come with an internal flash storage. Speaking to Xbox 360 fanboy, Microsoft spokeschap said, "We can confirm that we are moving to internal memory for the 360 arcade. The physical internal memory is the same size as the previous external memory units of 256 megs."
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Which is probably good for
I hadn't heard that this week. That's a good idea.
The NXE.
Yeah, NXE.
LucasArts announced that it has released a new single-player level for The Force Unleashed, available for 360 owners through Xbox Live Marketplace and PS3 owners through PlayStation Network. The level features the Secret Apprentice in an entirely new mission set in the Jedi Temple on the planet Coruscant. Secret Apprentice travels to the Jedi Temple to learn more about his father, and while searching through the rubble of the destroyed building, he must confront his inner demons.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome. It's $10 or 800 space bucks. Namco Bandai has announced a new publishing label called Surge.
Kind of like the old failed soft drink.
Surge.
Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Surge. No, Axel. Aquel is Surge.
Sounds like a laundry detergent.
If you want all the details, you know where to go. ZTGameDomain.com. Microsoft announced holiday songs for Lips, its singing party game.
Lips. Oh my god.
They start at 160.
Yep.
160 points. Additionally, you can download holiday custom videos for free from the marketplace and use them when singing holiday music from your own collection. Now, how awesome is that?
You know what song I want to sing on lips?
I don't want to know.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Do.
You know what I want? The song I want
to
hear?
He needs to go into a home, too.
My girl wants to potty all the time. Potty.
Oh. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, wow. Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Electronic Arts DICE announced a time trial map pack for Mirror's Edge. It will feature 7 all-new, totally redesigned time trial maps that allow you to run 9 races.
There you go.
Microsoft has updated the accessory catalog for avatars with a winter collection available for free.
Ooh. Our winter collection is now available.
Codemasters announced the release of 8-Ball, premium pack for Race Driver Grid. As its name implies, the pack features 8 new cars to drive in the game's race day mode and online races. Activision, and we didn't see this coming, you're a blind as a bat, announced Guitar Hero 5.
What?
A new
Great Scott!
A new Tony Hawk and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Which, would that be like Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2?
Pretty much.
They'll probably change the name, but I was hoping that they would go and do some like futuristic combat. Not necessarily lasers and craziness,
pew,
but...
Pew, pew, pew! With those sound effects.
That sounded like some pew, Logan's pew, Run. Pew, kind of
some Logan's Run.
Pew, pew!
Oh, this might resend what I said about Atari earlier. They have acquired the North American publish rights for Brash Entertainment's Tales of Despero.
The Xbox 360 version was not picked up.
He was so disgusted he couldn't even finish reading.
No doubt, he just
have you seen
collapsed.
Do you know
through?
Who Brash Entertainment is?
No,
they've made such gems as Space Monkeys.
Oh.
And they were working on the Saw game.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these guys...
So they just make movie
No, they just make
games.
Shit.
Well, yeah. But...
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't be expecting any Christmas card from Brash Entertainment.
Brash Entertainment blows.
If they sent you a Christmas card, it wouldn't work anyway.
I know what the other game they made. Jumper.
Yeah.
They do make movie games. Wow.
MCV's rumoring that both Square and Warner are readying bids for Eidos.
Yeah, I heard that.
EA and Ubisoft were tagged this week as also having an interest in Eidos. Killzone 2 has been officially dated for February 27th.
Woohoo!
Cool.
The January.
That's one of the few people in this room that's really, really looking forward to Killzone 2.
I just hope you're not disappointed. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, if I am, I am. I just think it's going to be awesome.
I hope it's awesome.
I think it looks awesome.
The January issue of EGM will have a first look on the game based on the upcoming Wolverine movie.
I hope it's as good as X2 Wolverine's Revenge.
GameStop is at it again. This time they are buying UK company Woolworths. Microsoft has launched a month-long Friendship is Free program.
No.
That will unlock multiplayer functionality in 8 Xbox Live arcade games so Silver members can get a taste of what they've been missing.
Call me when they unlock it for everybody.
December 16th, Rock Band will be adding 5 country songs.
Woohoo!
The songs will be added via the online store, so none of them will make it to the PS2. Lucky them.
Yeehaw! Don't diss on country music.
This is called Rock Band. It's
emo.
Not called
That's
country
band. That's what I was about to say. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Country music was the original emo.
Hey, you know something? If we play some country music, we will have a hoedown.
But it's called Rock Band.
There's rock and country, depending on what kind
of
music you listen to.
Rocking my beer.
It didn't even make any sense.
I know.
It didn't, but it was funny.
It was the little twang he threw into it.
Rocking my beer.
Rocking my beer. It is rumored that Dragon Quest IX will release for the Wii. MTV Games and Harmonix announced that the latest addition to the Rock Band music catalog of downloadable content next week. The companies will release the No Doubts, the singles, 1992 through 2003 pack, which will bring the total amount of songs available in Rock Band to 500.
There you go, there's your 500. They're done for the year.
Wow. 500 songs, man. That's insane. MTV Games and Harmonix have confirmed they're working on a patch to allow the Lips microphone to work with Rock Band 2. Thank you,
nice.
Jesus.
No doubt.
Lips.
Are you high?
What the hell is wrong with you today?
I was about to ask him.
Man, I'm,
you over there smoking some weed and we ain't looking.
Were you hanging out with Bongfish before the show? That's where his evil voice came from earlier.
Dude, I'm like half asleep and sick. So,
all right. As we mentioned earlier,
you need to come to the show half asleep and sick every week.
Several newspapers and online publications reported that Midway Games is facing possible bankruptcy after warning that it could default on $240 million in debt.
And they gave it about 50 days.
It was like 2 months. Yeah, and Midway will pretty much no longer be it, which probably
that's sad.
Will cancel the Wheelman.
Well, someone will probably buy them.
Where's Mortal Kombat going? Debt. You know, that's what I want to know. Yeah. Where's Mortal Kombat?
Oh, somebody's going to pick up Mortal Kombat.
Well, somebody will pick up Mortal Kombat, but I'm like scared for
hopefully
my series.
Hopefully they won't go the way of Acclaim. It wouldn't shock me if EA picked up Mortal Kombat.
That would rather. I just want it to be actually somebody that sends me free games.
Mortal Kombat seems like a kind of series that EA would look to snatch up.
God,
because it's an established series.
I hate EA so much.
How can you hate EA?
EA is taking a turn for the better this year.
How can I not?
Dead Space, Mirror's Edge. I mean, they're doing good games this year. Army of Two.
I beat Mirror's Edge in a day and a half.
You can beat any game in a day and a half.
Well, I didn't buy it. But if I had, it was $60.
I could beat any game in a day and a half. Except for an RPG that makes me stand around and read text like a book.
Well, then it's not any game. Jesus Christ. Fair enough. Okay. All right.
Yeah, day and a half is 36 hours, so. Yeah.
I ain't run into a game that's been 36 hours in
okay,
a long time.
It was shorter than 30. I'm saying, okay, I beat it in 4 hours. There you go. $60 you people spending, as I said, you people spending on this game.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Ain't nobody here to surround and be like, what?
You in the wrong room to be saying that, boy.
My man back here already got his beer with his country rock band.
He's over there, got beer in my rock.
Rocking my bear.
All right. Kojima is teasing fans with a new splash page on the Kojima Productions website that has gone from Metal Gear Solid's coming to 360 to fanboys suck ass.
Wow.
The Resident Evil 5 demo is now available in Japan, so you can go download that if you're Japanese. What? It's true. You can.
What if you're in Japan and you're not Japanese? Can they download it?
No.
What happens if you're in America and you are Japanese? Can you go download it?
Right.
Yeah,
no.
You didn't know that? That was a special treat.
Only Japanese people can play this game.
Don't question my cynicism. Leave me alone. To celebrate the return of the Street Fighter series and the upcoming release of Street Fighter 4, Capcom announced the Ultimate Collector's Edition Pack, which, have you seen this thing?
No, what's in
it? It is fucking awesome.
What is it for, Street Fighter 4?
Street Fighter 4. Yeah. It comes with the Ryu and the new Viper Chick figure in a pose, like, in Chun-Li stage, like, set up like they're fighting. It comes with a brand new animated movie that was made just for the game. And it comes with, like, an art book and the normal bullshit that comes with it. But those are the two things. It comes in a big, like, horizontal box like this.
How much is it?
When you flip it around, you see the scene in the back. I don't know how much it is, but it looks fucking awesome. It makes me want to buy it.
It's only confirmed for Europe
UK.
Right now.
It's only confirmed for UK, but you know it'll come to America.
Yeah.
Well. Electronic Arts announced today 3-on-3 NHL Arcade, an Xbox Live Arcade game from EA Sports Freestyle in development at EA Canada by the team behind NHL 09.
Yeah. Should be pretty good. Should be
hopefully it's better
arcade
than
game.
That, what was that, MLB Stickball?
Yeah.
That wasn't very good. CVG's got a summary of an OXM piece detailing the multiplayer modes from the new Chronicles of Riddick Assault on Dark Athena. The title includes 12-player deathmatch and capture the flag, as well as Butcher Bay Riot, which pitches three teams of four against each other. Guards, mercenaries, and prisoners are playable. A Counter-Strike-style weapon purchase system is in force in this mode.
Hmm.
French developer Nobilis and Finnish Frozen Byte have announced the rather excellent-looking fantasy game Trine for PC and PSN coming out this year. I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
GTA 4, The Lost and Damned DLC to have a premiere trailer at the Video Game Awards.
Sounds like there's going to be a lot of stuff with premiere trailers at Video Game
Awards.
That's
how they get people like us to watch that crap.
Right.
The Yankees reporting that Q's developing an official Lumines game for Little Big Planet. Kotaku is reporting that it is just a Little Big Planet skin for the upcoming Lumines Supernova.
Really? So Lumines is going to invade Sackboy?
I think it's the other way around.
Sackboy is going to invade Lumines.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A theme or something.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Here is Gordon Hall on what you can use the touchpad for in GTA Chinatown Wars. Outside of the PDA, you can also use the touchscreen to fill in those little details left out of most console games. You may find yourself in a minigame hotwiring a car or breaking into a warehouse by disabling a keycode lock. We also use the touchscreen for more everyday events like buying and using lottery scratch-off tickets.
Nice.
Everywhere it felt right to use the touchscreen, we've done so. It should be interesting to see how that game turns out.
So tell me, is the prostitute minigame going to use the stylus?
I bet you would really like to know that. Ow, I hit my ear again. All right. We can do some questions
now. I guess that wasn't that funny.
No, you're losing your edge over there, buddy.
I'm losing it.
We'll go back to Smackin' Rose questions, finish these out. There's only three. Well, there's a couple other things afterwards. V, is modern Africa the new World War II era Europe? Is fire the new water?
Is fire the new water?
Yeah, I think that is.
I want
to drink a glass of fire.
No, he's talking about video game effects.
Yeah, video game effects.
Like how you always like look at water and you think it's like, that's Xbox water, that's
right.
Pretty water. Is fire the new water? When you look at games like Call of Duty and Far Cry and Alone in the Dark, where
right.
The fire's really awesome looking.
The thing is, water, in my opinion, will always be cool because it's beautiful.
You know what was water for me for a while? Was mud. In MotorStorm and Rally Sport, because MotorStorm's mud is the most beautiful dirt I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah,
next to Killer Wolverine's weekly dirt.
It's wow.
See
it's all
that?
About trees for me.
You like trees?
Yeah, like I like seeing trees.
You know they have a whole company dedicated to making trees for games. There's a tree technology.
Are you serious?
Do I look like I'm kidding? he called you Wombat. He listens to an economic podcast, Econ Talk, and the host, Russ Roberts, had a guy talking about the problems of prosperity and abundance. If you go out and talk to people that are running businesses, coming up with new products and services, you get a sense that everyone is standing, tittering of commodity. Hell, and that is what happens in a world of abundance. With more and more great games coming out, do you see that which was once a collector's edition becomes standard? And to undo this, you need to decommoditize? Is that how you say that?
Decommoditize.
There you go. These things, throwback story, design, emotional aspect, outstanding consumer satisfaction, or dramatic leaps in utility.
Yeah, I think if I'm reading your question right, I think what you're saying basically is that because there's an overabundance of really good games now compared to a couple years ago, that the games need to do more to stand out, I guess is how I'm reading your question. If that's what you're saying, then yes, I agree. And I think that's why it was so important for a game like Prince of Persia to go the route it went with its art style, because if they'd have come out with just another Prince of Persia with sort of the gritty, realistic style, it wouldn't have had the same impact the newest one did. I think it's very important for, especially now, for games to do something to stand out. It's not important enough for a game to just have good graphics anymore. It has to actually have something to make it pop on the shelf.
Boop. Okay, when Wii Music comes out and Wombat gets stuck with the flute, are you going to blow air into the Wiimote?
Sure, why not?
You're stuck with the flute.
I'm stuck with the flute. Why did I get stuck with the flute?
Well, because he says he loved the flute in middle school because the flute make the clarinet, what I played, look butch. Flutes make clarinets look butch in comparison. That's why he likes the flute.
Gotcha.
How close have you come to blows with a friend over a friendly game of anything? Who on the crew takes the loss the hardest? Who is the worst sport?
I think we're all looking at the same person in the room.
What?
Hey.
No, I don't necessarily think that's true. I take loss hard. You just don't ever see it because I never lose.
Oh, snap.
Oh. Wait, let's rewind time 20 minutes ago.
I think we can all say... that Gambus Khan takes loss the best.
Gambus Khan is like the greatest loser ever. Like when he loses a game, he's like, oh, okay.
All right. Well,
oh, okay. I lost.
Everybody game.
For the millionth time. I agree. I think that Zero takes a loss pretty bad because a couple, every once in a while, like if I beat him at a game, like whether it be a fighting game or a racing game or something, if I actually beat him, he's like, what is this game, a button masher? This game's imbalanced. This game's made for noobs.
Yeah,
man.
But he still talks, whereas Killer Wolverine starts losing or whatever, and you don't hear him no more.
Yeah.
You're like, you still there? And you see his character run across. Oh, he's still playing. Okay, he's still there. He just don't say nothing else.
I think Zero probably takes loss the hardest, but I think Killer Wolverine probably gets frustrated with the game mechanics the worst out of everybody in the room.
Killer
when
Wolverine
they cause
the
him
most,
to lose or crash.
He's the most violent.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny reliving these memories.
Yeah. It's not so fun looking back at some of the ones I've done.
Well, I'm sure that your wall doesn't appreciate it, nor some of your controllers.
Dude, I will never forget as long as I live playing Burnout and seeing Killer Wolverine crashes every 5 minutes on the screen.
You see what it is. It's the snowball effect.
Right.
You crash the first couple times. All right, I have fun with it. When it happens again and again, it just continues from there. Fuck it. So,
right. You get more and more frustrated as it goes along, which causes you to play worse, which causes you to crash more, which causes you to be more frustrated.
He says announcer guy for this. Does he want you to read it?
I don't know. I don't know if he actually wanted us to, like, specifically answer these, or if he was using those as names for the questions instead of XYZ, if he was naming the questions after us.
Oh, yeah, because it goes AB.
Right.
All
right.
I used to play basketball in high school. I can't play basketball games because all I see is a bunch of hoof-handed men. I'm imagining a developer whiteboard. Realistic suite, yes. Hoof hands, no. One of the guys used to play baseball. Is there anything particularly weird in baseball games that hasn't been taken out from the generation?
There's a couple weird things in baseball games that haven't been fixed yet. Most of the time, though, I think most baseball games get it pretty right. There's a couple wonky animations that are a little weird. And actually, it's funny, they straight out admitted last year in the MLB 2K series that up until this year they had never had the ability for the ball to, like, bounce off the plate. Like, when you hit a ball and it goes straight down and bounces off the plate and goes forward, they had never had that in the game before. They just put it in last year. But I think most of the baseball games get it pretty right. There's not really a whole lot.
You know what I
they
think
they
need?
On. As bad as, you're right, basketball games drive me nuts half the time because most of the time it's very unrealistic.
Hey, Wombat, you know what I think they need?
What's that?
They need you, your voice, as announcer guy, saying, get your fresh roasted peanuts.
I would do that. If one of the companies paid me, I would.
Yeah.
Actually, they wouldn't even have to pay me. I would be in the background on one of those games.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
shilling peanuts.
If you're making a baseball game, use Wombat's voice.
You know, no
get
game,
your peanuts here.
No game since Triple Play 98. Has done, like, the guy in the stands, like, announcing to the people the funny shit that he did in that
right.
one. Because I would literally
the old
just
MLB
there,
series on PlayStation 1 used to do that,
I would
too.
Just sit there and listen to the guy talk to the people in the stands. Yeah. He's like, if you have this car, your lights are on. Turn them off.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Black Swan. The rise of multi-platform games that come from both 360 and PS3, look at all the Game of the Year winners from throughout the years, from IGN and EGM. You will notice they were all exclusives, all until Call of Duty 4. Far Cry 2 is prettier than Gears 2. Is this the rise of multi-platform games? Is this a new trend? Is this a black swan?
I don't even know that I agree that Far Cry 2 is prettier than Gears 2.
Some aspects, but not every aspect.
Right. I think they're both
draw distance, maybe,
very attractive.
But
I do think there's an increasing focus on multi-platform games, though, especially this generation.
Yeah.
I think there should be, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you can get games that are good across every platform. There's no reason why it can't be a game of the year.
Right. Well, not to mention, the more platforms you're selling the game on, the more copies you're probably going to sell, so the more development money you can afford to.
But there's a lot of games this year. There's a lot of games this year that are be in the game of the year category that are multi-platform, like Fallout. Yeah.
Fallout's my game of the year.
Grand Theft Auto will probably be in the running. I mean, there's a lot of games that are multi-platform. Of course, you have your exclusives like Metal Gear and Gears and Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Thank boy.
Okay, we have Cryus.
Lips.
Lips.
Cryus says, what 360 or PS3 game could you suggest to play with a girl or girlfriend? Only a karaoke game?
No.
No, not at all.
Just about anything.
As long as it's fun.
Depending on your girl. My wife loves Rock Band. Loves Rock Band. It's not really a karaoke game, but...
You can sing in it.
Yeah.
You can't sing in Left 4 Dead. You can just holler, Boomer!
My wife loves Tetris. Tetris is a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Little Big Planet is a good game to play with your girl.
Lumines. That's a good game. It's real colorful. So there you go.
Yes, because girls like color.
Yes. Girls
They like bright, shiny objects.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They're not fish.
Jesus.
They're not bong fish.
Jason hit the bong fish today.
I think he did, too.
His zodiac sign is Aries. What zodiac signs have are the members of the podcast? And what animal years are you all born? I don't know what year.
I don't know what animal year I was born in.
I'm a Sagittarius, though.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. And I think it's the rabbit year, whatever. I don't know.
You were born in the year of the rabbit?
I think so.
I might be the year of the cock. I'm not sure. What is that?
That suits you.
Yeah, thanks.
How about that? How about that?
I think
he's going to laugh at his joke before he even tells it.
Never mind.
You were born in the year of the chicken?
He was born in the year of the bong fish.
Jeez, I can't get this joke out. I was born in the year of the donkey because I'm a jackass.
Wow.
That's what you were laughing about the whole time?
Yeah.
You really need to work on your material.
Yeah, I know.
What's your sign? I'm not trying to hit on you.
What's your sign? You got to put a little style in your game now, Dane.
I don't know.
You don't know your sign?
I've seen it before, but I don't.
they had it written down on something I saw. I don't.
I've looked at a horse show before, Jason, but I just don't remember. I'm not.
What month were you born?
April the 19th. And that's actually a border date.
I don't know what that is.
It's a border date.
It's not Gemini.
I think your sign is stop.
Yeah.
Red light.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
See, he's a Gemini.
Geminis are cool.
I'm going to call you Gemini Man. Yeah, I was going to call you Gemini Man.
Gemini Man.
Do I get your weapon if I beat you?
It's razor blades.
You get to make clones of yourself.
I can't. I just get pissed off.
you get razor blades if you beat Killer Wolverine. They don't do that much damage, though. They only cut wrists.
Why would you rather play a strategy game like Red Alert 3 or a first-person shooter like Left 4 Dead on a console instead of a PC? Besides the graphics, which has a major difference, is it a whole different experience to play these kind of games with smooth controls? Is it because you have all shitty PCs? If so, when are you going to upgrade them?
Because I grew up playing video games, not PC games.
Me?
I used to play a lot of PC games.
I used to play a lot of PC games, and I stopped playing them because I'm tired of downloading patches like every 2 days, which Xbox Live is starting to get to,
and I hate
that too. But it's also because I can play on my couch in front of a big screen TV, which, you know, a lot of people go, you can do that with your computer. Yeah, well, guess what? You're not married, are you? You're going to lug your giant PC down there. Let's do this. Let's type a Word document on the TV.
I prefer to, number one, I do have a shitty PC. And I prefer games on the console just because of, I don't know, I like the console controller better. And I know I can use my console controller on a PC, but if I'm going to do that, I might as well play it on console.
Well,
I know it's smoother and it's more precise with a mouse and keyboard, but I still prefer the actual controller. You do realize everybody can...
Nobody
can hear you.
Anyway, I don't have a shitty PC. My PC is actually awesome. But strategy games, I only play on PC. I don't play that mess on the console. It's easier and it's better using a mouse trying to play that. And then I didn't start playing first-person shooters on consoles till Halo, because I was one of those believers that you had to have a mouse and keyboard for precision and whatever. But Halo showed me that you did not. So
I used to play PC games all the time, but I still agree that strategy games are better on PC.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I bet you when StarCraft come out, I'm going to be on my PC.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing StarCraft. You missed that last week.
I bet you when StarCraft...
You got it sitting here.
I bet you when StarCraft come out, I still won't have a PC that'll play it.
That's going... I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to cry if my PC won't run StarCraft.
Oh, mine's better.
When that game comes out, I'll be the only one playing... consoles. I'm like, where is everyone?
I don't even like strategy games, and I'm going to play StarCraft just to see what it's like.
StarCraft is the fucking shit.
I used to like Warcraft, though, way back in the day. Not World of Warcraft. I did like that for a little while, but like actual Warcraft.
All right. Metal Gear Solid is the new one, I guess. Is Acid a 360 port, a PC port, a new game, a handheld console game, or some BS of Kojima to mock fanboys? What do you think? All I care is that it's a new Metal Gear. If it's on the iPhone, I'll be pissed because I can't play it. If it's on the 360, as long as it's not a port of 4, I'll be fine with that. Even if it is a port of 4, I'd probably play it for achievements, but it's nothing new. If it's a new Acid game, I would be kind of excited if I had a PSP. But if they release it on PSN, that would be smart. But I'd download it there because I like the Acid games. I thought they were neat. Honestly, I don't really care what it is as long as it's a new Metal Gear. I'm not one of those people that are going to use it as fuel.
What if it's a graphic novel?
I didn't like the last one. It kind of bored me.
I don't think they'll be hyping up a graphic novel.
Yeah, I don't think they would this. I don't know if they'd do all this shit for a graphic novel. This seems to be some kind of big thing they're going to lead up to.
I don't really think he did it for fanboy fuel either.
No, he's not that kind of person.
Yeah, so.
And as to your second question, why 360 would need Metal Gear Solid 4 at all so more people can play it.
Yep.
Because it's an awesome game. You're right, the original Xbox only had substance, but chances are, if they were an Xbox owner that owned a PS2, they could have played 1, 2, and 3 already, and maybe they weren't. Maybe they liked the games, but maybe they weren't fanatical about them enough to rush out and buy a PS3 just for that game. Maybe they only had a 360 and they want to play Metal Gear 4.
And to the last part of his thing that says people who wanted Metal Gear Solid 4 already bought a PS3, that might have been true last generation, but see, this generation, a lot of gamers have switched to the 360. And vice versa, a lot of Xbox gamers have switched to the PS3. So a lot of the guys who want to play Metal Gear Solid 4 maybe aren't willing to spend $600. Granted,
not $600 anymore.
Well, no.
Yeah. $400 now.
At the time it came out.
Right.
Granted, you know, most people who wanted Metal Gear knew it was coming to PlayStation, so they bought a PlayStation anyway. Right. But I'm sure there are some people out there.
That's mostly true, but it's a generalization.
It's
not entirely true.
No, it's not. Nothing is ever entirely true.
Right. So...
His next question, this is a game I haven't thought about in a long time, The Crossing. Yeah. Do you think this game will be canceled by Valve?
What is it?
The Crossing is that game that's cross, oh, shit. How do you describe this game?
It's a online game where someone plays as the hero.
And then everybody else plays as the villain.
As the bad guys, the henchmen.
Basically, it's a single-player game where all of the enemies are controlled by humans.
Right. I don't think it'll be canceled. Valve has a history of working on games for a long time. So
yeah, it might not be canceled, but it might take forever.
Right.
It's probably just going to go PC, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll work on a console. The future PC is superior to consoles by a very big level. The new graphics cards, like the GTX 280 or the Radeon 4870X, this is why I can't do PC shit, are already 10 times more powerful than three consoles combined, not to mention the new CPUs and many other things, but let's not get deep into details.
But you know something? All that power doesn't mean crap if the company that's making a game for PC, if they don't have like $1 billion to put in R&D development.
Well, here's the thing about PC games is where they run into the problem. There's no consistency.
Right.
Exactly.
They have to develop the game for the lowest common denominator.
So all that power in your machine don't mean shit.
Yeah, well, because it's got to be compatible with every single thing.
But you can make a game compatible.
Crysis is not. They built Crysis for people that have kick-ass machines.
You can make a game like Crysis where it works for people with low-powered machines, but people who have high-powered machines are going to get a lot more.
Have you seen Crysis
out of it
run
like
on
that.
A low-powered machine?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that ain't Crysis.
Yeah.
That's an asshole.
God, that's terrible.
To continue with this question, this is a lot more power in all aspects. Could let us see huge differences between games, but is constrained by a very limited console capability. So the difference we see is quite small. By 2011, people will already be able to buy new next-gen consoles from Microsoft, and from 2012, maybe from Sony. It's possible that those consoles will be almost 100 times more powerful, and that's a lot, if I might add. So my question begins here. Will the release consoles be as powerful as the top-of-the-line PCs of that time or not? Will people again going to wait at least 2 years before we see a real 8th-gen game? Or as time passes, developers will get smarter and going to deliver us some amazing products? I think there's already amazing products out.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think we're going to see a console that can match any of the high-powerful computers, because PCs get upgrades, what, every month?
6 months. Well, fully upgrade every 6 months.
Yeah, I mean,
at some point, they'll be the same, but shortly thereafter, the PCs, because when the 360 and stuff came out, it was about on keel with what was out as far as PC, but then couple months later,
right,
NVIDIA released a better video card, and now it's killing it.
You can't, unless they release a console where you can upgrade, but then it'd just be a PC.
Just be a PC.
Exactly,
so
what it is.
The thing in as time has gone on, consoles and PCs have gotten closer together in terms of functionality. You're always, obviously, consoles are always going to be more popular than high-end PCs because they're cheaper.
Exactly.
So companies are going
to keep them upgraded.
Right. So companies are going to invest more effort in releasing, if they've got the choice between releasing a console that gets close to a top-of-the-line PC or a top-of-the-line PC, they're going to release the console they're going to focus on the console because more people are going to buy it. More people are going to buy games on it. So when it comes down to developing games, console's going to be the focus from here on out, I'm pretty sure.
All right. His next question kind of confuses me because of an earlier question. He says, Gears of War 3. Epic is not owned by Microsoft, so it shouldn't be a problem for the next game in the series to go multi-platform.
True.
Microsoft really made a lot of money with Gears 2, so Gears 6 is probably still going to be exclusive to 360. But what about the next Gears game? Will they still remain exclusive when everyone wants multi-platform? Well, it was funny because earlier you said nobody wants Metal Gear Solid multi-platform because everybody that wanted it bought a PS3.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't the logic work that everybody that wanted Gears bought a 360?
Yep.
So our argument back was obviously that there would be more people to play it. So Gears going multi-platform doesn't bother us, but it seems like your question's kind of, back on something else.
I wouldn't mind if Gears went multi-platform.
No, I don't care. I mean, as long as the quality remains as high as it is with the current games,
right?
That's fine.
I know a lot of people who really wanted to play Gears but only have a PS3, so it'd be nice if Gears went multi-platform, actually, so more folks would get a chance to play it.
More Gears on PS3, more Metal Gear on 360.
In the same aspect, I would like to see Resistance on the 360.
I would love to have seen Resistance
and
on the
Killzone.
Killzone.
But those games aren't going to happen.
No,
on the 360.
Because they're Killzone's owned by Sony.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Mario Galaxy on PS3, because
Nintendo
would be high def
their own stuff.
Nobody cares about Nintendo.
No, I love Mario Galaxy, Nintendo. Nintendo's got their own thing going.
The Nintendo Wii is, whatever.
All right, here's a funny question. Probably only Terrence and Jason are going to be able to answer this one.
Oh.
If you remember any, what's your favorite anime or non-anime Japanese song that you've ever heard?
Song?
That's what I asked.
Japanese song. Well, do you have one, Terrence? I mean, Professor?
I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
Can you sing it?
Please do.
Yeah, hold on.
Coco Marita, ha,
hee, ha, ho.
Wow. Super
shut
fun
up
time.
No, I can't sing it. I like that song that in South Park. that song is good.
That's not Japanese. That's Trey Parker.
But it's funny.
Protect my balls.
Good stuff. I'm just going to put it like this. I like the music in the Vampire Hunter D series. I have both soundtracks for that. I like the music in Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo. So there's not really one song, because I can't remember the name, but I enjoy the music that's in those.
I like the opening to Dragon Ball Z where it's like, Hecha! Hechala! Something like that.
They definitely smoked weed before this podcast.
Definitely need to be putting you in a home.
Yes.
That should be your outro. Continue. But this will be the outro.
When it comes to, like, Japanese
bands... We would like to make it clear that the News for Gamers podcast does not support drug use.
Yeah.
Drugs are bad. Good.
My favorite Japanese band, though, is X. X Japan.
You know they're in Rock Band, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah. They were one of the 20 free downloadable songs.
Are you...
Yeah, I played it. It was awful. It was awful. I'm sorry.
Dude.
it's just like noise. And he sounds like he's trying to speak English.
Oh, okay.
Come with
me. It might be the new X. Because the new X, they suck. Because here's the thing. The guitar player, he's no longer alive. And the... I think the drummer ended up missing.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
You about to step
presumed
on the cat.
Dead?
He's just missing.
Yeah,
the drummer came up missing.
But,
he went into the aha video. Take on me.
But
take on me.
The thing is, man, the guitarist who died, it was a big deal in Japan. It was a big deal. It was huge news.
I'm just saying they're in Rock Band.
But the drummer going missing wasn't? Poor drummer.
He just disappeared.
No one cares.
But had a national day of mourning for the guitar player.
The drummer went missing
and nobody cared.
After these two tragic events that happened, X-Japan, like in the past couple years, got back together. And
did
I,
they find the drummer?
They were back
yeah,
in
but,
black.
But I listened to their
find,
new
where
stuff.
Was he? He was in a box somewhere.
Their new stuff is not nearly as good as their 80s and 90s.
That's a stereotype. Stop that.
So that's there you go. It's probably New X.
I don't know. All I know is 12 pounds of awful.
New X!
97X.
Yeah. Sucks.
Bam. The future of rock and roll. What's the funniest joke you've ever heard?
The funniest joke I've ever heard.
Okay, I'll tell mine. It might not be the funniest joke I've ever heard, but it's my favorite joke of all time. So this couple's driving down the road, and they're arguing with each other. They have this huge fight, and all of a sudden, the woman reaches over and she cuts the guy's dick off, grabs it.
I don't like this joke.
And she
I don't like
throws
this joke.
It. She throws it out the window of the car. It goes flipping backwards and slams into the windshield of the car that's driving behind him. It hits the windshield, sticks there for a second, and then rolls off. Well, in that car is a guy and his daughter. She's probably 8 years old. The daughter says, "Daddy, what was that?" And the dad knows what it was. He saw very clearly what it was, but he's not going to tell his daughter what it was. So he just says, "Oh, it was just a bug, honey. Don't worry about it. It was just a bug." They sit there for a second, and the little girl goes, "Man, that bug had a big dick, didn't it?"
Nice.
That's my favorite joke.
You know, I don't remember jokes. I really don't. I don't remember
yeah,
jokes.
Yeah, me neither.
I love a good joke.
I honestly... I like jokes. Give me a joke.
Like jokes?
Why do women... No, I'm not going to do that. I can't think of any.
I don't have any jokes.
I can't think of any.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the funniest things I ever heard was the Dane Cook spiel about the guy that the bless you guy. When the guy sneezed and he was like, and Dane Cook looked at him and said, "Bless you." And the guy just looks at him and goes, "I'm an atheist." So then he goes in this big spiel about how he hopes the guy gets ground up into like a tree, or he gets reincarnated as a tree, and he comes back and he and they grind him up and they use him to make paper to make the Bible. So I thought that was funny.
I only know racist jokes, so they're not appropriate.
Wow.
Some of the funniest jokes that I've heard, though, are on
Son
Fallout.
Bitch.
Or what?
In Fallout.
Oh.
Some of them are just like, wow.
You mean the jokes that your robot tells
you?
Yeah. All right. To all podcast members, if you could torture any podcast member by making him play or complete the shittiest, most annoying, frustrating, headache-giving, and awful video game you know, to whom would you give it to, and what game would it be?
Wow. Final Fantasy anything to Ken.
Fuck you.
I'd Final say, Fantasy anything.
I'd say I'd make Ken play Jumper, but he already did that, so...
Why does everybody want to give me this
on
shit?
On his own volition.
Why would I play Final Fantasy? The rest of them would play it.
Hey, I know a good one.
You better
I would give Killer Wolverine...
Barbie's Horse Adventure?
No, Mystery Dungeon, Shireen the Wanderer.
Yeah.
One of the toughest games ever made.
I'll throw it at your head.
I would make Jason play Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh.
Ooh.
Anything? Because they have like a couple of different games.
Whatever works. Whatever's good.
Get you the Game Boy Color game.
Good? I don't think they had a good game.
Whatever works. They can play any one of them.
I'd make everybody in the room play Drake and the 99 Dragons.
I did play Drake and the 99 Dragons. That game was awful.
Too. I never had the pleasure.
I played the first level. His coat flowed. That was nice.
Yeah.
When he flipped.
I
was like,
know
oh,
if we can give anything besides Mary Kate and Ashley to Gambus over there. I don't know what else he wouldn't like.
And I like shitty games, so don't be going to torture me with anything.
E.T. on Atari, huh? There you go.
Oh, man, I did. I owned E.T. on Atari.
Yeah, same here.
All right, well,
I think everybody owned E.T. on Atari.
There you go.
They were giving it away with the system. Here, just take this.
I like that Avatar. Who is that? Is that the dude from Army of Two?
Yeah, it was a dude from Army of Two. But we're not going to have time to forgo that one. Forsooth. We won't be able to forego this question, forsooth.
Okay, two worlds.
Actually, I have better dialogue and better voice acting.
Yeah, just about everything has better dialogue and voice acting than two worlds.
Yeah, including me in this episode. This
no, you're just high.
No, bongfish.
Bongfish.
Well, I did take a double dose of NyQuil last night.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Wow.
It's no doubt in my mind that you still have the bottle on you. If we weren't looking,
you've
back
been
there.
Slowly sipping on it. You probably put it in that bottle of Sobe you were drinking.
Crazy motherfucker. So that wraps up the show.
There you go.
We're done.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you
like
enjoyed
we did.
GambusCon's crazy NyQuil fueled episode.
GambusCon should drink more NyQuil.
Every day.
Yeah.
So,
but please don't, because we value your life.
Oh, thank you.
We don't want you to pass away.
We don't want you to disappear. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind.
And a very, very tired and sick.
The murder of Perceptive. The government was behind 9/11. Scientology's the new crime. It was created by men. The media's run by Jews. Oligarchy is dead. What are lies and what's the truth? Until
ozone layers the bleeding, the death of Virgil Man.
Hey, how about I practice my evil, evil voice? Welcome to...
That's not evil.
It sounds like you're tired, Gambit.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay.
Or stoned, one of the two.
Okay. You will kneel before me.
I thought you were going to say Zod, honestly.
That sounds like your horse.
Something wrong with him.
A little bit.